from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today's another day. You are welcome to today's daily devotioner from the altar. I pray today, as we are getting closer to the end of the year, your life shall enjoy the protection of the Lord. This year shall be a very good year. It's not over until it's over. There are still some good things that the Lord has in store for you. You are receiving them in Jesus' mighty name. That is done. Brethren, today, I celebrate with those of you that are marking your birthday or celebrating your birthday today. It shall be season of good news. The better part of the Lord's blessing shall manifest better upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. And for those of you that are celebrating or marking your special day, memorable days, the Lord's grace and glory will manifest more glorious days in Jesus' mighty name. You will enjoy the blessing of the Lord. For the remaining part of this year, more memorable days, positive ones in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, today, let's look at the word of the Lord in the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. It says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Wow. We are children of God. We must have that clear understanding. We are children of God. If we are children of God, and God is a miracle worker, and God is lovers of men, and God is God of prosperity, God is lovable. All these attributes, all these characteristics or characters ought to be seen in us, the characteristic of God. Jesus Christ came into the world to demonstrate the characteristics of God. Truly, we don't know yet what will become in the future, but we must be able to have the traces of Christ in us. Nobody knows about tomorrow, but what you are today supposed to encourage your tomorrow, and by that we'll be able to say, my future is secured. Is your future secured? What are we doing? Do you know that Jesus Christ will return? Jesus Christ will still come our way. He will come to this world. That was what the Bible says. When he comes, will you be able to reign with him? That is our expected end. It's whatever you do today that will determine what your tomorrow will be. What are you doing? Most of us, we are created and we don't know what we ought to be. We don't know things we ought to do. Brethren, the grace and power of God will manifest upon our life. But what are you doing? And how are you doing it? How do you intend to do it? Jesus Christ will come. The Bible confirms it. When he comes, what will you like to be? 1 John chapter 3 verse 3. Explain further. 1 John chapter 3 verse 3 says, "And every man that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself, even as he is pure." Brethren, when you have this understanding, that's what the Bible is saying. 1 John chapter 3, 2 to 3. Is explaining about the future. If we are children of God, you know, if you have a mango seed, it will bring forth mangoes as fruit. So if you have Christ and you know and realize that you are a child of God, good things are sure. That was what the Lord said. He said he assured us great and mighty things. Jesus Christ was not a sinner, so it was not expected that we too should go on enjoying sin. Brethren, I don't know where you are, but to get the best of God, you have to keep some things and dwell in his characteristics. Your characters, does it reflect God? I'm not talking about religion now. I'm talking about God, the creator of the universe. He gave us Jesus Christ as an example. But even if you say you are not accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, are your attitude typify those that is expecting the coming of the Lord? Brethren, don't let us deceive ourselves. Christ will surely come. And when he comes, are you prepared? Are you nursing the ambition of preparing yourself for the latter reign, for the latter glory? Or what are you doing? Let me stop here today. And by the special grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Before that tomorrow, I say the blessing of the Lord will abide with you. Enjoy his blessing. This Christmas blessing shall be ours. divine refreshment also will come our way. Before tomorrow, I say shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.
Glory is going to happen in your life this season. Say that in Jesus' name.